AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Hamas says it has released Israeli-American hostage Eden Alexander. There's no immediate confirmation from Israel. Hamas says it is releasing Alexander as a goodwill gesture to try to revive talks on ending the war. Stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street after the U.S. and China agreed to slash their massive recent tariffs and restart stalled trade talks. President Trump says talks were very friendly, but China is struggling.
They were closing up factories. They were having a lot of unrest. And they were very happy to be able to do something with us. And the relationship is very, very good. I'll speak to President Xi maybe at the end of the week.
The president signed an executive order setting a 30-day deadline for drug makers to lower prescription drug costs.
For the first time in many years, we'll slash the cost of prescription drugs, and we will bring fairness to America. Drug prices will come down.
It's unclear what, if any, impact this order will have on millions of Americans who have private health insurance. A jury has been picked for Sean Diddy Combs. Opening statements have begun in his trial. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Combs sat in court here between his lawyers, wearing a button-down under a pullover and glasses, his hair completely gray. His family, including his mother and kids, filling the benches behind him. The judge said, "Good morning." Combs responded, "Good morning." Then the jury strikes began, with both sides taking turns eliminating various jurors until they were left with 12 and 6 alternates, made up of 12 men and 6 women. It's a diverse jury pool, including a nursing home aide, massage therapist, investment analyst, and deli clerk. Combs is charged with sex trafficking and racketeering. He denies those charges. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Police in Britain are investigating an overnight fire that damaged the door of Prime Minister Keir Starmer's house in London. This is AP News. Stocks elsewhere are higher over trade.
The leading German stock index jumped by 1.54% after breaking through the 23,500 mark for the first time on Friday, according to German news agency DPA. Arthur Brunner, director of market making bonds ICF Bank, tells the AP the stock market started the new week with a bang. The DAX set a new all-time high shortly after the opening. The reason here is the hope for a permanent, lasting agreement in the tariff dispute of the US with China. Brunner adds, people are cautiously optimistic that the worst is over. The dollar is also a winner. The dollar is in demand again. The leading U.S. negotiator in the trade talks with China cheered a great deal of productivity in resolving differences between the world's two leading economic powers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.